Sturgeon's Law number 79, some news items, some software, a website, some video, some voicemail, and PodSafe music, all stuffed into one show.
90% of everything.
You have 937 messages, all of which are marked urgent.
Is crud.
You're listening to Sturgeon's Law, the podcast that keeps you up to date on the 10% of everything that isn't crud. Check out the show notes at www.sturgeonslaw.com, and you can find the music used in this show at the PodSafe Music Network and Magnatune.com. Now here's your host, Random.
Thank you, Mr. Example, and thank you, listeners old and new. According to FeedBurner, subscriber numbers have well over doubled in the last few days thanks to us finally appearing on the default download list over at PodcastReady.com and their software MyPodder. I am assured that this will only increase as software is actually rolled out. So, hi! Glad to have you if you've just dropped by for the first time because of that. And glad to have you if you've been with us for ages as well. I have a few news bulletins real quick, and then I have a few things that I wanted to tell you about that I think are pretty cool, that being the purpose of the show. One piece of mail, one piece of music, and we'll be done. So, let's get started right after this. Tired of feeling wired? If you're stuck at one machine trying to shake loose some podcasts, you're missing most of the fun. With PodcastReady.com, you can get to your subscriptions anywhere you can run a web browser, then download the MyPodder software and download your new shows anywhere you can plug in your portable player. Exchange favorite shows and favorite episodes with your friends and never complain about having nothing to listen to or watch again. PodcastReady.com, cooler than an iPhone and $600 cheaper. Okay, so those news items I talked about. Well, you may have heard some of it already, as usual, but let me try and lay it on you, and maybe you haven't. First of all, as the Babylon 5 quote says, loosely paraphrasing, once the avalanche has begun, it is too late for the pebbles to vote. That means you, recording industry. Today I read news that Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails has dumped his label, following somewhat in the footsteps of Radiohead, and will be releasing his future albums directly, which is good news as far as I'm concerned, not only for the principle of the thing, but because I'm somewhat of a Reznor fan and I'd like to pay him for his music instead of paying someone else. A while back, Trent got pretty irate with the Australian recording industry for essentially gouging customers for a special version of his CD that cost a few cents more to make and, of course, therefore charged the consumer twice as much at the retail outlets, and suggested to a audience that they should steal it rather than pay those costs. So I guess the writing was on the wall here for Trent Reznor and Nine Inch Nails. Rumor has it that Oasis and Jamiroquai, among other artists, are considering some form of free album or self-release or whatever. Not sure if they were dumping their labels or what, because it's only rumors, last I saw. And what about Madonna? Yes, what indeed about Madonna? At first, it looked like Madonna was also going the same route. And, sort of, she may be. The Wall Street Journal, of course, promptly played this down as not having anything to do with the imminent demise of the recording industry, but then they're the Wall Street Journal. What appears to be happening is that Madonna is making a deal with a promotional company that split off from Clear Channel sometime in the past to be the distributors and so forth for her future music, but not really replacing her record label as such with a new one. That is, she's definitely getting rid of her record label, if the stories are correct, but that this is not going to be just new boss same as the old boss. Instead, this is going to be someone that Madonna employs for very specific purposes and that they don't get the profits for her risk, which is the way it should be. So, good on Madonna, good on Trent Reznor, and good on everyone else who decides to follow in the footsteps of the brave pioneers, Radiohead, and of course, a gazillion independent music artists that you hear on podcasts all the time. And hey, wouldn't it be great if the next Nine Inch Nails, Oasis, Jamiroquai, or dare I say it, even Madonna track, got put up on the PodSafe Music Network or somewhere for podcasters to be able to share? Another piece of news, the Torchwood DVD release. You may recall some time back that I announced the date of the Torchwood DVD release as per TVshowsondvd.com, and then I issued a retraction in the next episode, and then I retracted the retraction in the next episode. And that's pretty much how it went on the TV Shows on DVD site as well. So, courtesy of the same site, we now have a change to the Torchwood release date. Well, of course, that's the way of reporting things in advance. The Warner and BBC had not officially announced the DVD at any point, thus all the confusion, and now they have done so, apparently. And the official announcement says that the release date will instead be January 22nd, not January 8th, as previously said. Otherwise, the details appear to be right, but, you know, you might want to look around for the official announcement. Sorry about any confusion, and, you know, this is how it goes. Oh, let's see. Let me talk about one thing before the break in the middle, and then we'll catch the rest after it. So I found this piece of software a while back that has done me an incredible amount of good. Now, I want to say that this is going to be kind of a narrow audience thing. So, you know, if this is not for you, just wait a couple of minutes and I'll be done. I have a TiVo. I have a Series 2 TiVo. I have TiVo to go, and I have a Windows machine. Therefore, I can download video from my TiVo to my PC, which I basically never do. I watch the TV shows on my TV instead, strangely enough. However, a less documented ability is to actually move video the other direction from your PC to your TiVo. Now, it has to be in a pretty particular MPEG-2 format, and has to have some pretty specific resolution and aspect ratio and so on, yada, yada, yada. Now, I did this for a while with a product called Videora, I want to say. I talked about it ages ago, and that kind of got harder and harder to use, as I recall, and kind of, I don't know. Anyway, it wasn't right for me. Then I got MediaCoder and did it by hand, and that got ugly beyond words. Just in the nick of time, I find TiVo.net. As you may guess, it's written in the .NET framework. It is not, therefore, quite Windows only. It's close, but actually I understand that there is some success running it under Mono. If you don't know what Mono is, it's a platform to do the network the .NET framework, I should say, under other platforms like Mac and Linux and whatever. Now, your mileage may vary and you're on your own. I run it on my Windows machine. It runs great. The whole idea of TiVo.net is it runs as a Windows service or, you know, whatever. You put videos into a predefined directory of your choice. Those videos can be in whatever format. Anything that the program FFmpeg2 can convert will work for you. In my case, most of what I come across with are AVIs that are using the Xvid codec or DivX or something like that. Have no problem whatsoever. Doesn't matter if they're originally in some other resolution than what you're going to need. Doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is, TiVo.net is there to just take care of it for you. You throw the files in there, and here's the interesting part. The time that it actually converts them is as it's feeding it to your TiVo when you request it. Now this has some ramifications. It's going to hit your PC and hit it pretty hard when you download from it. If you've got dual core, as I thankfully now do, this won't be the worst thing in the world, but it's something to think about, particularly if you've left your PC doing something pretty intensive. Also, it will be a little bit slower than a simple transfer. Not much slower. I have to say I've done this in almost real time without any problem. But you're probably better off if you let the show start to transfer for a few minutes and then start watching it. So, as I say, this mostly just happens by magic. You throw them in the directory, it appears on your TiVo menu, just like that. You can also edit the entry details from a web-based administration page to make it even nicer on your TiVo. What a great piece of software. I love things that just work. And this really has just worked for me. Replaced a whole lot of pain. So, that's it. See you after this identification.
This is Shelley from Shelley's Podcast, and you're listening to Sturgeon's Law.
Thanks, Shelley. And hey, if you'd like to contribute a bumper to the middle of the show, by all means record one and fire it off to sturgeonslaw@gmail.com or however you'd like to get it to me. And the odds are pretty good that I'll use it, but I make no promises. All right, I've been totally remiss in not mentioning this site before. You may notice that the start of the show always has a couple of second little sound bite from a movie, from a TV show, from somewhere, that I just think gives a little character to the intro of the show. I've had it for most of the history of Sturgeon's Law, and I've never mentioned the site that almost all of these have come from. And shame on me. I'm mentioning it now. DailyWave.com. That's DailyWAV.com. Link is, of course, as all links, in the show notes. They've been putting up a new wave file of the sort that I use most days of the year for the last about 12 years. That's an incredible number of wave files. Is it actually legit for them to have it? They're brief. I would say that there's some fair use going on. But I am not a lawyer. However, I make use of the wave files on Daily Wave from time to time, well, pretty much once per show, with few exceptions, and I want to say thanks to DailyWave.com for having supplied these, and to let you know about them yourselves. All right, moving on. You're probably a YouTube fan if you're listening to this show. If you're not, you want to check this out anyway. There's a fellow by the amusing to me login name of It's Just Some Random Guy. He put together a spoof of the I'm a Mac, I'm a PC commercials once upon a time called I'm a Marvel, I'm a DC, using two action figures, a Spider-Man and a Superman. And it was pretty funny. I mean, it was really along the style of the Mac and PC. And apparently it was funny enough, and it was pretty funny, and liked enough, and I certainly liked it, that he did another one. And then he did another one. And long story short, this has really turned into a heap of videos, and they're just hilarious. What he has done is he has continued to collect, well, superhero action figures, some Marvel, some DC. Then he created the After Hours videos, which had the superheroes congregating together in, a bar. The bar is actually, well, it appears to be a Barbie set. This is pretty funny looking. And deliberately so. And as far as I can tell, he does all the voices himself, and they are excellent, excellent voices. He does some pretty keen impressions. The whole idea is based around the movie versions of the various superheroes. I mean, the whole thing started with jokes on the success or failure of movies, which movies took directors from which other movies, and so on. And they've still kept along that line. Now, he's kind of gone off into his own little dramedy. You know I hate that word. Bit with the After Hours videos, but nevertheless, I really recommend this whole series of videos. He's also spun off something for the time between his I'm a Marvel, I'm a DC, featuring one of his characters, which would be his version of the Green Goblin, with the Green Goblin's own video blog, Goblin Bloggin'. I find these hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. And I gotta tell you, It's Just Some Random Guy's videos, that's fun to say, are a great example of the democratized media that, well, as a guy who does some himself, it makes me really excited. The fact is, the videos are cheaply made. I mean, they are. I'm sure the action figures do cost him something, don't get me wrong, but, you know, he has some action figures. He has one Barbie set, he has a video camera, and whatever software he uses, I have no idea. And that's pretty much it. And yet, they're hilarious. And what's important to me is that they're entertaining, much more than how much money he pumped into it. They're funny. They're always a pleasure to watch. I get a real kick out of them, and I think you will too. So by all means, check them out on YouTube. All right, real quick, some voicemail. This is Zach from the Geek Survival Guide.
Hey, Random. This is Zach over at Geek Survival Guide. Just calling to let you know that I really dig the new format. You sound great. You sound natural. And if this works for you, more power to you, man. Go for it. Having said that, I have just a small bone to pick with you. I think that if you're a Final Fantasy fan, you owe it to yourself, really, to have played Final Fantasy VI, which was released originally here in the States as Final Fantasy III for the Super Nintendo, and is now available as Final Fantasy VI Advance for the Game Boy Advance. Great game, great characters, classic story. I think you'd really enjoy it if you're into those old-school RPGs. Of course, my personal favorite Squaresoft game of all time is pretty much Chrono Trigger. And I would love to see a port of that in either Game Boy Advance or DS or, heck, anything, really. Chrono Trigger was awesome. Oh, I'm also surprised that you didn't mention the Final Fantasy VII Advent Children movie that came out last year. Check your Netflix. People seem to be kind of split over that one, but if you were really into Final Fantasy VII and you kind of want to know what happened to those characters later on, you might want to check that one out. I'm sure it'll be in your Netflix queue. I'm sure it'll be in Netflix. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Zach, thanks for the comment. I don't have a Game Boy Advance or an SNES, so no Final Fantasy VI. Although I did see that it's available on, is it Final Fantasy Anthology for the PlayStation? Something like that. I recall something along those lines. I think I saw a mention of it the other day, but you'll have to look it up. I have not played Chrono Trigger or its prequel for whatever platform that was from, so I can't say much about that either. I have seen Final Fantasy VII Advent Children, and it was reasonably enjoyable. Mostly for the nostalgia, I have to admit. Still, like Zach says, if that's the kind of thing that's going to do it for you, i.e. if you're a Final Fantasy VII fan, do check this movie out. You'll get a kick out of it. Finally, some Podsafe music to wrap us up. This one I've had sitting around quite a while waiting for me to, well, remember to play it. It has been on the Podsafe Music Network for a couple of years, so it's an oldie but a goodie. If you hate country music, you might want to skip to the end at this point. I am not ordinarily a huge fan, but I occasionally have my guilty pleasure country songs, and this one is really, really well put together. So, I hope you will enjoy Hurricane Jane by Colin Ray.
No sign of weather, not a cloud in the sky. Taking it easy, I was doing just fine. As God as my witness, I was minding my business when she blew into town just like a tropical breeze. Face like an angel, legs as long as you please. I'll never forget it, I got all caught up in it. She was the object of my affection then. The wind changed direction. Lock down your shutters and your doors. Better row your boat ashore. Lord have mercy when she rains down on you. You've been told and you've been warned. You don't know what you're in for. She's a perfect storm. Once she comes, you'll never be the same. So you better stay away from Hurricane Jane. How like thunder when the sky opened up. I started shaking when the lightning struck. My poor heart was breaking with every move she was making. Then she blew right over just as quick as she came. She probably don't even remember my name. I'm broke down and speechless, trying to pick up the pieces. Just another seduction in her path of destruction. Lock down your shutters and your doors. Better row your boat ashore. Lord have mercy when she rains down on you. You've been told, you've been warned. You don't know what you're in for. She's a perfect storm. Once she comes, you'll never be the same. So you better stay away from Hurricane Jane. Never be the same, so you better stay away from Hurricane Jane. Once she comes, you'll never be the same, so you better stay away from Hurricane Jane. Once she comes, you'll never be the same, so you better stay away from Hurricane. Lock down your shutters and your doors. Better roll your boat ashore. Lord have mercy when she rains down on you. You've been told, you've been warned. You don't know what you're in for. She's a perfect storm. Better stay inside where it's safe and warm. Once she comes, you'll never be the same. So you better stay away from Hurricane Jane. Once she comes, you'll never be the same. So you better stay away from Hurricane Jane.
And that was Hurricane Jane by Colin Ray off of the Podsafe Music Network.
This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
Okay, that's going to take us out on show number 79. As always, you can email me at sturgeonslaw@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes on the website at www.sturgeonslaw.com. And don't forget to tell me if you have an opinion about whether I should bother to get a voicemail to call in again. And do feel free to send audio to the Gmail address if you want to send me some voicemail that way, like Zach did. All right, that's it. We'll catch you next time. Later.
This is a different thing. It's spontaneous, and it's called wit.